Heavenly Father, as I speak with my other brothers and sisters, whom are your children, we discuss you. We talk about Scripture, which is you revealing yourself to us. God, we're calling out to you as wisdom calls out to us. God, please guide us. Please show us yourself. We seek you. We're looking for you. And we want you because we cherish you and we appreciate you and we want to know you more and more. Amen. Let's do a quick review on the last 7 chapters of Proverbs. We're talking about wisdom and we're talking about understanding. Proverbs 1. These proverbs are for gaining wisdom and instruction, and understanding words of insight, to act accordingly. God's telling us that wisdom calls out. She makes her speech, "Repent at my rebuke, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. People, they will look for me, but will not find me, and did not choose to fear the Lord." Proverbs 2, "Accept my words, store up my commands, apply with your heart, call out for insight." Proverbs 3, "Do not forget my teaching, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart." Proverbs 4, "I give you sound learning. Take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. I instruct you in the way of wisdom. I lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction, do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to one's whole body." Proverbs 5, "For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your paths." Chapter 6 talks about part of what it talks about. There are 6 things the Lord hates. Actually, 7 that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, or proud eyes. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Talking about wisdom again, "Bind them always on your heart, fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life." Chapter 7. Bind the commands on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, "You are my sister," and say to insight, "You are my relative." And now we get to chapter 8. Verse 1. Does not wisdom call out? Or simply, doesn't wisdom call out? Yes, it does. Does not understanding raise her voice? Meaning, Doesn't understanding raise her voice? Yes, it does. At the highest point along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand beside the gate leading into the city. At the entrance, she calls out, "To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare to her." We've heard that, right? Many chapters ago. But here's a question. How do we get wisdom? I mean, we know what wisdom is now. We know that it's important. We know that it's better than rubies and gold and diamonds and all those things, but how do we get it? I know. We read the Bible. That's how we get wisdom. When we read Proverbs, that's where it comes from, right? Well, I think that's some of it. But what does the Bible say about where do you find wisdom? Here, let's go to James in the New Testament, chapter 1. He says this, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." There you go. That's your answer. If any of you lacks wisdom, which really, if we change the words around, it should be, since you lack wisdom, you should ask God for wisdom. And God will give it to us generously to all without finding fault. In another translation, in the New Living Translation, if you need wisdom, which we already established we do, we should ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. He will not get mad at you when you ask, and it will be given to you. Wow, that's great. But here's something that's also very important. James says in chapter 1, verse 6, continuing on, "But when you ask, which we should, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." So what does that mean to believe and not doubt? Does that mean I should pray for wisdom and in 3 days, if I don't get wisdom, I guess it's not God's will for me to have wisdom? No. Should we ask for wisdom before we go to bed or when we get up or before we have our dinner with our families? No. We should constantly be asking for God's wisdom. God, what is your will for us today? That's asking for God's wisdom. All the time. I've said that before. It's not a one-shot deal. And if you don't hear from God in 72 hours or 3 weeks and 2 days, then I guess it's not your will. No. Keep asking. And don't just ask for God's will for the next month or something. Ask right now, God, please give me wisdom for when I'm listening to this podcast. Because the person I'm listening to is not God. But you're praying to God, asking God for wisdom. Please. I'm only doing this podcast because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm doing my part to be a witness, to show that he is powerful, that God himself is love. I'm doing it because I love God. Are some of the things that I say you're not going to agree with? Possibly. I would say probably. But what if I say something that's completely wrong? I don't want to be responsible. But when I always pray before I do these podcasts, as you've heard, God, speak to me so I can speak to your children. Tell me what my brothers and sisters need to hear. Tell me what I need to hear. God, I'm asking you for wisdom every single podcast. I'm asking God for wisdom every single time I read the Bible. Old Testament, Gospel, New Testament, when I'm talking to my brothers and sisters about it. All the time. Unceasingly. All the time. But when I ask, I must believe and not doubt. So what happens to a person who does doubt? Well, verse 7 says, that person, meaning the person who does doubt, should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded, or you would say, thinking about many things. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. I know when I pray before my podcast, I know exactly who I'm asking to help me, to guide me, to speak for me. I'm asking God, not my best friend, not my mom, not my pastor, not anyone in my family. I'm asking God to help me. And I don't have any doubt in my mind that the words I'm saying come from God. Not that I'm a prophet, not that I'm anything special at all, because I know I'm not special at all. I don't want to speak from my own mind or my own heart. I might say something from my own experience, but it comes from God. And so just as the Proverbs is telling us to search for wisdom, seek it, look for it, when you find it, keep it close to you. James, in verse 19, and a few verses, talks about listening and doing. And you've probably heard this in a sermon before. There's a big difference between listening to God and doing what he has said. My dear sisters and brothers, take note of this. Did you just hear that? God is saying, take note of this. I am taking note of this right now. This is very important. Everyone should be quick to listen. Everyone should be quick to listen. Slow to speak. Meaning, be careful of what you say. And slow to become angry. Because anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you. Accept the word planted in you. Many times when we see the word, we think the Bible. Accept what the Bible says that's planted in you. But the word also has a different translation, which is God's will. Accept God's will that's planted in you, that's in your heart. Verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word, or do not merely listen to the will of God, what he wants you to do. Do what it says. Meaning, obey what God's will is. What is God's will? God's will for you is to do what he wants you to do. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Did you ever put on a shirt that has words on it in the morning and you go to school or work and somebody comments and says, "Oh, I like what your shirt says." What's usually the first thing you do? You look down at your shirt because you don't even remember what shirt you put on, what words are on your own shirt. Think about it like that. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But, verse 25, whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. And some translation says, they are blessed in all that they do. So let us not just listen to this podcast and take my word for it. Brothers and sisters, I'm serious about this. Please ask God to discern what I'm saying. Yes, I ask God for wisdom, so he will share a message with you. But even after you listen to this, maybe even more than once, ask God, is what you're hearing true? Is what you're hearing true? I didn't say good, but is it true? Am I listening to God? Do I hear from wisdom? And when I do hear from God, do I do what he asks me to do? Now, in a few minutes from now, tomorrow, every moment for the rest of my life. Don't just walk away and forget what you look like. God does not forget what you look like. God knows your heart. We should check our hearts also, right? God, what is in my heart? Let me know. Let me be able to be a better obedient child to you. Thank you for joining me today. As always, I not only appreciate coming to talk with you, but I'm humbled by it. It's the best way that I know how to show my love for God. And like I've said many, many times, Praise Jesus is not just the name of this podcast. I intend to speak of my love and trust in our Lord and Savior, to teach, learn, glorify, and praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. I love you all.